Welcome to Vibrant Living Conversations. I'm your host, Gemma Putty. As a life coach to midlife women, I'm excited to bring you tools, tips, and local experts to help you ditch the autopilot living by stepping into your true power, who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to dance through this life, root to crown.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Gemma Putty. So today we are going to talk about time, because time is such an essential part of designing the life that we want. In our culture, we are obsessed with having this attachment to time, right? I've had so many conversations recently about running out of time. How is it almost the end of this month? How has this year flown by? How am I already this old? But time shows up to this relationship with us very consistently, right? She shows up every single day and it says, here, I have 24 hours for you. And guess what? I'm going to have 24 hours for you 7 days this week and 7 days the week after. So who's bringing the chaos to this time relationship? Exactly. We are. We are the ones that get to intentionally show up in this relationship with time or continue feeling anxious, chaotic, depleted, hustled, glazed over, unaccomplished, not enough, and like a failure because we're letting time control us in this weird way. We're letting life happen to us by not intentionally being in this relationship with time. And how does a healthy relationship work? With anything, whether it's money, a human being, or time, a healthy relationship works in having clear boundaries, understanding how you want to feel, understanding who you are and what you're bringing to this relationship, and understanding what your goal is. Like, how do you want to dance through this life? How do you want this relationship to be supportive to who you are as a human being and the life that you are creating? So by midlife, time really is, it feels like this magical fairy, right? Like it's dancing before us and we can't quite grasp at it because we've got so much going on. We've got work, we've got children sometimes, or dogs, we've got a spouse or friends, family, we've got cleaning the house, looking after ourselves. There's so much stuff, so many things that we would like to put into our 24 hours a day. And turns out that eight of them for me anyway, really needs to be sleep so that the other hours are even remotely enjoyable. So we are limited. Not, I don't even want to say limited because that's bringing such lack to this time relationship, but we have this certain amount of hours in each day and we can either go about it in this way of lack, like I wish I had more time. Why is this magical fairy not just going to live with me all the time and bring me all of these endless hours? What would that actually really look like? Because I've thought about this a lot recently. I would love more time, more hours in my day. What would that look like? You're just continually working or continually doing project after project. There's nothing sustainable about that. We have our set period of time of activity in the day, and then we get to sleep and re-nourish our bodies and rejuvenate and let our digestion do its thing. And then we can wake up rejuvenated for the next day, right? So the goal of having a healthy relationship with time, in my opinion, is thinking of it as a relationship like you would with any human being. How are you going to set the boundaries, plan out what your intention is and what you're hoping to get out of this relationship as well, right? So of course, with everything that I talk about, taking ownership of your life, trusting that you are the expert of your own life, means that you need to know who you are. What are your needs? Do you need 8 hours of sleep? Or can you get by on 6 hours of sleep? what really nourishes your body? What are your needs that you are bringing and meeting in each day, week, month? It's kind of my limit on planning. I don't really want to plan out too much further than a month because things change, right? But what are your needs? What matters to you? Of course, how do you want to feel in your day? Do you want to feel chaotic and fried and hustled? Or do you want to feel peaceful, connected? What are your feelings, your core feelings that you want to feel each day? And that will shape how much you're trying to plug into your day, what you're trying to plug into your day. And then, of course, how do you want to dance through this life? Again, that goes back to this, these feelings of how are you coming into the energy of each day in this place, from this place of lack where you're just grasping at time and you're waking up and just swigging the coffee and just diving to the first thing on your to-do list? Or are you setting it up in a more peaceful way where you've got time for activities that need to be done, time for you to connect with yourself and be more zen, whatever it is for you, so that you can have these little breaks to not feel in chaos and anxiety about what you are or aren't accomplishing. So how do you even start doing this, right? I think to start with, in thinking of it like a relationship, if you just do a moment to reflect on a relationship that you really enjoy being in, how does that make you feel? What is a positive relationship in your life, and how is that making you feel? Connected with a person, like connected to that human being, supported, loved, excited. How do you like to feel in your relationships? And of course, this is going to change whether it's with your partner or a friend, but just think about that. And now think of a relationship that you really don't enjoy being in. How does that relationship make you feel? So this gives you some cues on, okay, this is what we're not trying to relate with time, and this is what we are trying to create in our relationship with time. Now, in my coaching in general, I like to think of redesigning any habit as identifying what the problem is, reflecting on how you want to feel, and then redesigning that to create this life and these new habits that you really want to move into. So whether you spend a day, a week, a month, log what you are doing. How are you spending your time? Is it completely frivolous? Are you pretty good with a planner already? Because then when you come to this piece of reflect, you can look and see, oh my goodness, this whole day was overtaken with all of these things that make me feel awful. And I didn't stop to breathe. I didn't stop to take a walk. I didn't stop to do any yoga. Whatever your thing is, right? Go for a run. Just sit and scroll through your phone for a second, if that gives you a nice little break. You get to reflect back on the last week. Oh, look, this is why I didn't have any time to make a healthy meal for my family, because I spent an extra hour at work, or I spent an hour scrolling my phone, when actually the more important thing to me would have been creating this healthy meal for my family. So understanding what you're doing, how you're currently living, and then of course understanding how you want to feel, what are the most important aspects of your life that you want to plug into your life first, are essential to designing your weeks, your days, your months into a way where you're like, huh, I feel the way I want to feel. I actually did some items that are important to me, like sit on the floor and play with my kid, do a jigsaw with my kid for 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is, cook a healthy meal for my family rather than running it takeout again, because I consciously chose to end work on time rather than overwork. Whatever it is for you, it's that identifying what isn't working by reflecting on how you're currently living, understanding your needs, your feelings, what activities are the most important to you in your week, so that you can plug those in first when you're looking ahead to how you're going to spend your week. That's the redesigning part, like sitting down and looking at your day, your week, and redesigning it in a way that's going to light you up rather than make you feel like you're in chaos and anxiety or just in lack, like racing, chasing this time. And that's how you create the life, dance through the life that you want to be dancing through, right? Now, the piece of tracking your time can feel daunting, right? Part of me for a long time just really rebelled against having the planner and scheduling everything out because I put such a burden on it. Like, time management feels so burdensome and gross to me that with everything in my life, if it doesn't feel fun, if it doesn't feel vibrant, I don't want to do it. So I don't do it. And then I fly into my week, flying by the seat of my pants, right? So how are you going to manage your time, design your time in a way that is exciting to you, that is something that you want to do each week, whether you do it on Sunday evening, Monday morning, looking at your week ahead, what needs to happen? What are your non-negotiables that you're going to plug into each day? So how are you going to do this planning in a way that is fun for you? For me, I love to smudge, like clear the air from last week, set a positive intention for the week ahead. I love to do some little dancey dance, just have my crystals, like surround myself in like this energy that I want to take into my week and clear off whatever happened last week. For some people, maybe you're uber organized and you get your Excel sheet out and you really want to get into the weeds of using an Excel sheet, if that's how your brain works. There are so many different ways of planning your week. Maybe you're sketching it out. Whatever works for you, whatever is going to excite you in scheduling out your week so that you can see what needs to happen to feel the way that you want to feel. So, in conclusion, time is a huge, it's life, right? Time is the piece of life that we are dancing with. Planning our time, being present in the moment of each minute of time is how we're creating and living our lives. So coming at time from a place of lack and I'm in this relationship with time and there's never enough of it and it's getting away from me and I'm so old is just such a low vibe, to be totally hippie on you, low vibe way to live your life. We get to own our relationship with life. We get to own it. We get to dance with her, dance with this magical fairy in respect, with mutual trust that she is giving us our 24 hours a day. And we are going to intentionally bring our feelings, our needs, our values, and plug that into the time so that we can live our most vibrant, our best lives. I know as a culture, we just are obsessed with talking about it, like we're obsessed with talking about the weather. But when you catch yourself just even talking about it, just use that as a moment to kind of check yourself. Are you coming from a place of abundance? Like, hey, this is how I get to spend my day. Or are you coming from a place of lack? Are you intentionally showing up for your life? Are you living life or are you letting life live you? Are you letting time live you? Which leaves you feeling just burnt out. No one wants to feel burnt out, right? So I'm going to leave you with that. Are you living your life or is life living you?
If you like this podcast, I want to invite you to coach with me. Let's ditch the autopilot living to slow down, tune in, reset, and redesign your life to glow from the inside out based on the beautiful being who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to dance through this life. I help you understand your self-sabotaging ways, programmed thinking and tendencies to outsource your power and reshape them to align with the true you for this chapter of your life. To join me in a complimentary coaching session, go to my website, www.gemmaputty.com. Sending all the love, light, and vibrancy. Until next time.